Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
Violet Hour presents
Hollow, Episode 13, Return. The following podcast contains adult language and graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
After departure, climb straight ahead, Lunar 3, DME.
Repeat, Bird 236, this is Control, please identify.
Lock DME, approach lane 44.
Chief, she's not responding.
Hail her again. Flight 1, what's the A29 doing?
Steady approach. Landing 3.
Major Amelia Wallenrod, returning from the Outer Systems on mission LOV-B23679. Requesting secured clearance ID authorization 47 Alpha Tango 22 Beta Charlie.
We can't find any logs of that mission, Major. Please stand by.
Bastards cut me off already. Typical.
This is Deacon, mission control ID 178669. Scramble a fighter craft to the coordinates I'm sending through. Possible 1091. So, Major, where you been?
Dropping of cargo and resupplying an outpost for the Lodovico Group and Blue Sky Limited on Gliese 667CC.
That's the place where the terrorists took control a couple months ago. You think she's one of them?
Well, I'm not taking any chances. Flight 2, give the okay.
Fighter craft, weapons hot. Bird 236, maybe hostile. Repeat, Bird 236, maybe hostile.
Flight 1, run a search on this Major Wallenrod. If she is who she says she is, she would be on a ship manifest within the 6 months prior to the colony's blackout.
Mission Control, why are there fighters scrambling on my position? Be advised that this ship is Lodovico IP and a very valuable asset. It is a new type of warbird. If they continue on attack vector, I have no qualms about showing you all the cool things my new toy can do.
Roger that. Chief, I don't know what I'm looking at here. Bogey shifting, in a state of flux.
Say again?
We can't get a lock. About the only thing we can do is ship blood or ram her.
How's that search coming along?
Still working.
First fighter, 15K, 12K, 7K, 5K. Slowing.
Warbird, this is Lunar 6, Mission Control. We have confirmed ID authorization and your mission. Please dock in 47B2. We have debrief instructions for you. Welcome home, Major.
Confirmed. motherfucker.
Try to see it from our point of view, Major Wallenrod. The Erebus is one of only a handful of ships capable of a significant crew and cargo complement to the outer systems. And you say that it has now vanished?
It's not vanished, sir. It was taken over. Listen, we've been at this for a while. I don't know how else you want me to say it.
This situation does not bode well for you, Major. I suggest...
You were the ones who put an illegal AI on board. You know that nullifies the NDA, right?
Are you threatening us, Major?
Oh, for Christ's sake. Look, I just want this mission over with.
Is it? Is it over?
His command is. Liquidated, if that's what you mean.
Just to be clear.
Mr. Kurtz is dead.
A tragedy. In your report, you confirmed an alien presence on the planet. Any sign of sophisticated life?
No. Nothing that should concern you or the corporation.
And no other sign of the previous agents? No other members of your crew?
No.
Excellent. We can start exploration in a few months unimpeded. Limited to a small crew, of course, due to the cost, but long-term should see us improve by 75 base points. The ship you came in on. In your report, you say he built it, is that correct?
Yes.
And you say with some kind of alien technology?
Yes, it's all in the report I submitted.
How does it work?
I'm not really certain. It combines elements of a Halo drive.
My God, that's just theoretical.
I'm sorry, Halo drive?
It uses a black hole's gravity, slingshots a beam to propel the ship forward to relative speed. A warp drive kicks in and then... I don't remember, something else, something I...
It doesn't matter. This is what we've been waiting for. The Rosetta Stone of expansion. Long-haul travel with limitless energy from a black hole. It would dwarf anything the size of Austronesian-class vessels. With his shipments out of the way, we have now majority market share. We can start the R&D and produce ships at scale.
That's great.
Major, there are a lot of rumors going around about Mr. Kurtz. Some of it, well, it's almost... What was he like?
He seemed... overwhelmed.
What were his last words?
They were about home.
You've done well, Major, but I know you have more pressing matters. I will personally escort you to your new residence here on New Uruk.
You sound just like the last Stratcom guy.
What can I say? We come off a production line.
Okay, then.
Thank you, Major. I think we're done here, Major. Joyce can take care of the details. Get the door, would you? Joyce?
Yes, Mr. Price?
Get whoever's in the apartment out of there. Scrub it clean. She will be there within the hour.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy, Major. You deserve it. We may need to call on you soon enough. There is always good work that needs doing. That's up to you, of course.
Powering down.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
You...
What a way to greet your auntie. How was your trip?
Eventful, I guess.
I wish I could stay and chat, but matters on Titan keep me busy. So, what happened out there?
Now you're just straight out with it, aren't you? Everything I have is with Lodovico. You want something? Get your spies to take it from them. I'm done.
We are not interested in that. We are interested in the journal.
Why?
We have our reasons.
You sound just like him.
Like who, my dear?
Never mind. I have no use for it anymore. I can give it to you by morning.
Good girl.
Anything else?
Not at the moment. I will leave you to relax.
Everybody fucking wants something.
Hey, it's Jordan. You know what to do.
Hey, Well, I didn't expect a voicemail. I'm back. I wanted to... You know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna come down. I'll see you soon.
Hey, welcome back. What are you having?
Whiskey, neat with a dash of lime. Is Jordan around?
Over there in the corner, with the others. She'll be surprised to see you.
Oh my god. You're here. We missed you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Sit down, please. This is Justin. Justin wrote in last week's Tribune that we should stop the export of prisoners to the outer colonies and subsidize colonists to go out there instead. I mean, it makes way more sense, don't you think?
I think the whole dang consortium should just concentrate on the shit show that is Earth.
You would say that. To be honest with y'all, I think those prisoners have it too damn easy out in the outer colonies.
How about it, Amelia? Would you prefer to go to the outer colonies? Maybe we could start a community out there. Live off the land like they did in the old days. Leave the shitty place. Maybe sneak a couple of prisoners in to help out. Just to get us started, of course.
Justin, you are so bad.
I'm not. I swear. I'm just telling it like it is.
Did you all hear what Middleman said the other day about the work freedom policy?
It's a fucking disgrace. I break my back every day.
And you, Amelia? What about you? What do you think?
I think I gotta go.
Where are you going?
It's okay. We'll catch up some other time.
Did I do something wrong?
No, it's fine. Just go hang out with your friends.
Justin's just a friend. That's all, I swear.
Just, that's fine. You don't have to. Take care, Jordan.
Come on, Amelia. Just stay with us a little bit longer.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This whole city is going to hell.
6B was broken into last week. They trashed the place. Cops came by 3 days later.
You're kidding.
Is that today's?
Sure is, lady. We got the best news, sports,
and weather across the lunar colony and beyond.
Thanks. Here you go.
When lunar residents in the Viaduct District protested the new 11% increase in yearly stamp duty on all properties...
Skip ahead.
Skipping ahead. The Jaguars beat the Lions last night by 35 points.
Skip ahead further.
Skipping ahead. Terrorists remain in control of Gully 667cc for the ninth straight week. Blue Sky Limited and the Lodovico Corporation, who have a controlling interest in the colony, saw their share price drop by 13%. Calls from within the consortium are getting louder, with demands to send an expeditionary force to crush the insurrection. Fears are growing that the terrorist contagion may spread to other worlds and embolden criminal and alien workers there to rise up and challenge the legal authority.
Let her go! You have no right to do this!
We don't like to do this either, ma'am. We're just doing our job.
Is your job to break up families?
It's okay, Rashida. It's okay. Just look after Jashel. Make sure she's safe. We can talk on the vids.
Come on, lady. Time to go.
You can't do this! You have no right! This is our home!
Mom! What's going on here?
Back away, lady. Mind your own business.
Lady?
Sorry, Major, but it's my job to enforce Article 27, Section 17. These people are behind on the annual stamp duty. This woman in particular has failed to pay personal tax for the last 2 years.
These people? This woman? Keep going, pig. Motherfucker. And for your information, that's bullshit. We paid months ago, but some asshole pocketed the money. We complained, and it's in arbitration.
Can't you cut them some slack, officer?
I'm just doing my job. I've got quotas, and there is a queue all the way back to Earth to get on the lunar surface.
How much is it?
It's a lot. Look what we have to...
Here, done. Now can you let her go?
You're a very lucky lady, ma'am.
I don't know what to say. Thank you. You have no idea.
Please don't touch me.
You're an angel, miss. How can we ever repay you?
Just... I don't need it. I have plenty more. Just go home. Look who it is.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for being here. You are beautiful, each and every one of you.
That third piece was unbelievable. I had tears rolling down my face.
When are you looking to release the follow-up?
I'm not exactly sure yet. I'd like to take some... Oh, my goodness. Well, there's a familiar face. Amelia, right?
Yes.
So wonderful to see you again. Did you catch the show?
You too. Yeah, the tail end.
What do you think?
Well, as I expected, confronting. I mean, I'm not sure if I liked what I was hearing. I'm sorry, that came out wrong.
Not at all. That's exactly what I was going for. Look, I have another set that's about to start. Why don't you stay? I'll have the door comp you. Then perhaps we can talk afterwards.
Sure. Yeah, I'd like that. I mean, I don't have anything else to do, so...
Wonderful. Excuse me, folks. I overheard whispers about you.
Really?
The subject of robust discussion. But it would all quieten down when I got too close. I had to do some amateur detective work to figure out what you were up to, and your ship. But I did. Then it got really quiet a few months ago. I got worried. I don't know why.
Well, as you can see, I'm here now.
See anything interesting out there?
I met someone.
Oh, really?
Not like that. Who knows? Maybe the two of you would have gotten along. He was a poet of sorts, and he also liked slow train rides.
You remembered. What is it?
Now that I'm back, it's... I hate the sight of people in this fucking city, trying to grind out a little money from each other and chasing fools' dreams.
You mean people like me?
No. You're definitely not like them. I mean, you have, I don't know, an understanding of things. Their knowledge of life is irritating to me. They just go about their business in the assumption of perfect safety. They have no idea what's really going on out there. Convicts, aliens, other workers have their lives sucked dry and for what? So that people back here can have cheap energy and nice boots? I have no desire to enlighten them, but when I hear their petty complaints, I mean, it takes all of my being not to laugh in their sad little self-important faces.
Well, you're just full of joy, aren't you?
I'm sorry. I'm just tired, and I guess I'm having a little trouble adjusting back.
This is how it's always been. There has always been one group exploiting another, and most being blissfully unaware. The shape of a pendant on a chain, a religious marker. Pigment of our skin. Genetic manipulation and mutation. Aliens born in other countries and other worlds. Humans evolved into aliens. We will always find ways to demarcate ourselves against the other. The other often defines our identity, lest we fall into the abyss and melancholy of nothingness, of our rudderless self.
It's all bullshit, Nelly. I mean, these people have no clue. And what saddens me is that if they did, I wonder whether they would do anything about it.
The banality of evil. Take comfort in the fact that they don't know then. The world would be much more cruel if they did know, yet still didn't care. How calm the outside moon looks from here, from this vantage point. But out there, just beyond that window, in the darkness, it is brutal to us. It's all an illusion, but there is no denying that we have made a beautiful city. I can't help you decide what to do next. I don't know you that well, but I suspect that nobody truly does. I've seen your face before on so many others who struggled with such burdens. It's up to you to take a look within your soul and take the next step. Right step. Good luck, Amelia. Break a leg.
Transfer all records to this device and format old drive.
Major, this will permanently erase all records after transfer. Do you wish for me to send a copy to the Lodovikar account?
Transfer to device and erase all other records.
Between the idea and the reality.
This is a restricted area. Oh, sorry, Major.
I'm just going to run analysis on a few systems in there.
Okay, come through.
Between the motion and the act.
Could you help me move these?
Yes, Major.
You're right to be cautious. Once you help me load this off, go to CNC and close off all internal access to this hangar.
Falls the shadow, for thine is the kingdom. Between the conception and the creation.
That'll be all, officer.
Between the emotion and the response. Falls the shadow, life is very long.
Hello, Major. Welcome back.
Between the desire and the spasm.
Ken, I am going to change your name, if that's okay. From now on, your name is Raymond.
Raymond it is, Major.
Between the potency and the existence.
Raymond means protector of men.
Seems fitting.
Yes, Major.
Please call me Amelia, Raymond.
Yes, Amelia.
Between the essence and the descent.
Raymond, open the bay doors. We are going on a little trip.
Computer, close bay doors. Close bay doors now, computer. Close the damn doors.
Falls the shadow, For thine is the kingdom.
You are commandeering a corporate-controlled vessel. This is a prime-class violation of consortium treaties governing spaceflight. Return the ship to port immediately.
For thine is the kingdom. For life is.
Major, turn the ship around and you may just avoid smashing rocks on Ganymede. Do you hear me? Major! Major, do you copy?
For thine is the kingdom. This is the way the world ends.
Plot course for the following destination.
This is the way the world ends.
Engage warp engine to nearest rotating black hole and prepare stasis pod.
This is the way the world ends.
Let's go home.
Not with a bang, but with a whimper.
Hollow, a production of Violet Hour Media, directed and produced by Maria Corso, written by Michael Ryan Asip and Peter Weinsutsky, music composition by Umberto, executive producer Cassie Josefov, sound design, sound mix, and master by Jan Piesecki, edited by Simon Machin, produced by Peter Weinsutsky, Shiva Nagar is the voice of Amelia, and Doug Bradley is Colonel Kurtz. Rich Green is Donner. Andrea Garcia is Private Keen, Hannah. Emmanuel Menjivar is Carlos. Nathan Koonin is Isaac. Joey Fontana is Kendra, and Ian Dick is Clark. Additional voices by Alana White, Farida Abdelaziz, Stuart Maxheimer, Veronica Macari, Eric Fischler, Micah Mason, Matt Masiero, Jacqueline Cherry, Zach Glassman, Ariana Gonzalez, Jane Erickson, Michael Ryan Asip, John Grab, Mark Piro, Bernie Baggerly, Laura Roach, Marla Denise, Anna Hector, Julian Weinsutsky, and Diana Lindquist.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.